Triple MS sprints, and Monday is the day after a weekend full of sport, and AFL is back in a big way. It seems like cricket's gone and the Winter Olympics is gone, and now football is here for stay for a long time. And let's start with the Dockers. Men and women both didn't have desirable results. Let's start in Brisbane first. We'll have Tim Paris to talk all about it. Tim, how are you this morning?
Not bad at all. Thank you, Sean. Good morning and good morning, listeners.
And yeah, there wasn't much luck for the Dockers women?
Not at all, no, but the weather conditions did play a big part here. It was very wet underfoot and only 5 goals scored between both teams.
Yeah, when they were walking and running, you could see the water jumping up, you know what I mean? It was very, very wet.
Yes, indeed. But the Fremantle coach, Michelle Cowan, could not question the effort of the players when you consider the weather conditions and things like that. She just suggested, though, that Brisbane made the most of their opportunities, which is really why they ended up winning the game. But a great effort nonetheless.
Yeah, and let's move on to the men. The Dockers were playing against the Adelaide Crows and just couldn't quite get there.
Not quite, no, but some very good signs, though. Nat Fyfe leading from the front with 27 disposals and 2 goals there as well, spending quite a bit of time forward when he wasn't in the midfield. And also Matt Tabanar, 3 goals, and rookie Bailey Banfield got a couple of goals for the Dockers as well. So plenty of positives, and the result doesn't matter so much at this time of the year.
Yeah, that's very impressive by young Banfield. And Nat Fyfe, he looks very powerful. He's had a big preseason. He looks very strong. At one stage, he knocked down Rory Led in a very fierce clash. It was just a hip and shoulder, but he looks very strong. Let's move back to the other West Australian team, and we had favourable fortunes here for the West Coast Eagles at Leaderville Oval?
Yes, they ended up winning by 2 points thanks to a late goal from Lewis Jetta.
Yes, and that was an absolute cracker goal. He kicked it from within the centre square. It was a 60-metre kick, absolute long bomb from him. What were the highlights for the Eagles?
Well, 2 goals to Nathan Vardy there, which is fantastic, and a very good debut from former Subiaco player Liam Ryan in there as well. The other good thing, Sean, over 4,000 spectators turned out, so they really got along to support the Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely, and it should be a pretty interesting year for both the sides, sort of going through a rebuild phase, don't you think, Tim?
A little bit, yes. Hopefully some of them will be pushing for finals when the whips are cracking, but a very strong hit out for both teams, and also they have another pre-season Western Derby, I guess you would call it, coming up on the 11th of March.
Oh, very exciting. I'm sure all the West Australian footy fans will be licking their lips for that. And just before I let you go, I haven't actually asked you this before. Which team do you support?
Well, I actually support the Kangaroos first and foremost.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, Sean, but I do like both the Eagles and Dockers. I do like both WA teams, but the Kangaroos first and foremost.
Yeah, well, I did say Eagles and Dockers were in a rebuild. The Kangaroos are definitely in a rebuild. It will be interesting to see how those teams go throughout the year. Tim, thanks very much for joining me.
Pleasure, Sean. No worries at all. Thank you.